Welcome to Lesson 1 of Barry Blesser's Ear Training for Soundscapes and Oral Architecture. In this lesson, we will be comparing a selection of sounds in two different kinds of environments, in a cathedral and in a reflection-free space. A spaceless space would be where the sound source and the listener are both suspended 300 feet in the air. Such an environment is anechoic, without echoes or reflections, and it corresponds to a rural farm just after a heavy winter snowfall. In contrast, the cathedral is a very large enclosed space with an interior stone, which continuously reflects sound energy back into the space. Sound energy cannot escape, and it takes a very long time for it to decay. The reverberation of previous sounds mixes with new sounds to form a kind of a sonic soup. In contrast, with anechoic spacelessness, sound disappears immediately. These two spaces are the extreme of oral architecture, highly reverberant and the complete absence of reverberation. Everyone can hear the difference because the effects of these spaces are not subtle. We are also starting with these examples in order to introduce our method of ear training. By listening to repeated samples, differences in spatial acoustics become very apparent, and the rapid switching between two spatial cases avoids any dependency on auditory memory. This is the equivalent of pie tasting, a bite of the first pie, then a bite of the second, and so on. Each sound sample is about 8 seconds, and the pair of spaces repeats a second time. We will be listening to 5 selections of sounds: a segment of percussive music, a male voice speaking a few sentences, a few bars from a flute solo, a variety of street noises, and finally an isolated click. To some degree, the choice of sound samples is not critical when the spaces are so different, but some sounds emphasize certain aspects of acoustics better than others. Let us begin with percussive music. We will now hear the male voice.
Welcome. This is Stan Lee of Marvel Comics warning you to look around you. Your classmates, your friends, you never know which one of them may be a mutant.
Welcome. This is Stan Lee of Marvel Comics warning you to look around you. Your classmates, your friends, you never know which one of them may be a mutant.
Welcome. This is Stan Lee of Marvel Comics warning you to look around you. Your classmates, your friends, you never know which one of them may be a mutant.
Welcome. This is Stan Lee of Marvel Comics warning you to look around you. Your classmates, your friends, you never know which one of them may be a mutant.
We will now hear the flute solo. We will now hear street noises as they might enter through an open window. Finally, we will hear a click, which is a pure sound without social meaning. This completes the first illustration of oral architecture using two extreme spaces, anechoic spacelessness and a cathedral. Feel free to listen again because repetition is the basis of ear training. With each listening, one begins to hear additional nuances. For example, with the street noise sample in the cathedral, the barking dog becomes almost inaudible when the cathedral amplifies earlier noises. With music, some of the effects of the cathedral depend on tempo. In contrast, the anechoic spaceless space makes all sounds brittle, crisp, harsh, and segmented from each other. There is no blending.